Little thunder and lightning going this morning. I know the lightning, Jason Cairns. I don't know how much thunder there was, but thunder and lightning go together like ketchup and mustard, you know, salt and pepper.
That's true. Raisins and toast.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't like raisins, so.
No. No, I definitely heard the thunder here this morning. It actually woke me
okay.
up this morning. It was pretty lovely, so I was glad to hear it.
Yeah. I saw the lightning flashes, and it was like, whoa, that's, the dog's not doing that.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Yeah. No, it's good. It's good to see that sort of kind of difference in the weather pattern once, so glad to see it.
Having said that, a lot of times storm-wise, junior meteorologist here, but the idea is you think with the storm, maybe it'll bring cooler temperatures. Cooler temperatures coming Saturday with a high of 80, but until then, yeah, today, tomorrow, even Friday, pretty hot.
That's hot. I was looking yesterday at a post out of Phoenix, and their low temperatures overnight are getting down to 90 degrees.
Mm. Yeah.
That just seems crazy to me that people would intentionally live in that sort of climate. But
you know, the folks who do the
trade, I guess that's why I'm in Wisconsin.
The folks who do the trade-off and go to Arizona, Florida, Texas in the winter and then get out of there.
Yeah.
And come back
right.
here in
yeah.
the spring and the summer and the fall, they're thinking right, I think.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Well, you know, there's always that statement about it being a dry heat, right? And I'm like, you know, I've put my head in my oven, which
yeah.
is also a dry heat.
Right.
And that's still really hot.
Exactly. All right. Well, we've got, I had been thinking that we needed to revisit wholeness at some point because that is still a passion, and I think maybe I'll try to play that tune
yeah.
from the Andrew Peterson song, Is He Worthy? Because there's that wonderful line about wholeness in there, right? So,
yep.
All right, so
yeah.
we'll try
it's
to get
song.
That afterwards. But, hey, Larry Crabb, the story everyone needs to hear from his book 66 Love Letters, working our way through the Bible. We're up to 2 Chronicles today. I love this one. Real trust develops in the dark. That alone is worth the price of admission for the best 5 minutes of the day. But here's what the paragraph says. On that book, as if God was unpacking it for us, he says this, real trust develops in the dark. When life makes no sense, when suffering seems random and over the limit, when your soul feels the weight of unbearable emptiness and fear, enter the struggle to trust. My kingdom is in sight. That is just pure gold, Jason.
It is. Yeah. You know, I think anybody who has lived in the dark feels the weight of that, right? How
uh-huh.
do we trust in the midst of confusion and uncertainty and all of that that comes with it. And so it's one of those that I would want to go back over and ponder again and again.
Yeah, that's just a beautiful paragraph. Again, get the book or the audiobook or both. Larry Crabb, 66 Love Letters. We've been sharing with you from the epilogue, the story everyone needs to hear. And we've arrived at Galatians 5, 19 and 20 today. Galatians 4, Galatians 4. Galatians 4.
Galatians 4, 19 and 20. It says, oh, my dear children, I feel as if I'm going through labor pains for you again, and they will continue until Christ is fully developed in your lives. I wish I were with you right now so I could change my tone, but at this distance, I don't know how else to help you.
Hmm. So many of our female listeners who've gone through labor pains can identify better than you or I, but I have had a kidney stone or two, so anyhow. They say that's the closest thing. Here we go for guys. Beloved, when you turn away from grace, it hurts me because I know how much it damages you, writes Jason in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. I do not want you enslaved to external demands, unregulated emotions, and unbiblical shoulds and musts. When I see the liberty that comes from my spirit growing in you, it brings me joy. Yet people so willingly go back into slavery, live in your freedom.
Yeah, to me that seems like that's a daily task, that idea of living in the freedom of the gospel, of the finished work of Jesus. And I don't think I'm alone in feeling that challenge.
It just occurs to me as you read the verses, I read the devotional commentary. I mean, it's just like this tension between freedom and, you know, obligations to the law.
Right.
And then the
yeah.
idea that Paul writes in Romans 6 after the beautifully laying out the gospel in Romans 5, shall we go on sinning? By no means. I mean, that's going to be with us until Christ returns, right? I mean, it just is.
Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's for me, sometimes it's thinking about the idea of being free to love well.
Huh.
And
a great line.
You know, that, yeah, I mean, it kind of pondering what does that look like. And is I haven't figured it out yet, but I'm working on it.
Is that potentially another tattoo, free to love well?
Maybe. I already have love tattoos. We'll see what the next thing comes. So.
Thank you. Love you. To you soon. There we go. Jason Kanz. The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Win it Wednesday on WIB, and what a prize.
Yes, indeed. So, kind of a surprise, we have an extra pair of OneFest tickets to give away to you, courtesy of Rosie's Texas Outpost Food Truck. They're going to be there at OneFest, one of our great partners there, and they want to bless somebody here with two OneFest tickets. So we're going to have some fun, as we usually do on a Win It Wednesday. We're just going to up the ante with a prize here, Havel.
That's right. We have one song, 1 second, one fest, right?
Indeed. And we didn't think we'd get to play this game again.
I know.
But super pumped to be able to. So you get 1 second of a song, 715-723-2555. As usual, we want everybody to have a chance. So if you've won from us in the past 30 days, please give other people a chance to call. 715-723-2555. 1 song, 1 second, one fest. Without further ado, here is that 1 second of that one song.
There we go.
It's not a lot. 715-723-2555. And as per usual, too, Havel, we say, you know what, if you want to just guess the artist first, if you don't think you know who this is completely, we need the artist and the song title. But if you want to just guess one or the other, probably the artist makes the most sense. You can certainly do that. Here it is again.
And again, out of WWIB's 50 years of broadcasting, our big celebration event coming up, Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls, August 26th. We had a couple of Jason Gray songs earlier. And so 723-2555 out of 50 years of artists. It's a lot of music, a lot of artists to choose from.
Let's go to the phone, 715-723-2555, if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days. Good morning. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday. Here is your 1 second of one song. For OneFest tickets, first, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Hey, all right, Oliver, go ahead, buddy.
Is it Need to Breathe?
Is it Need to Breathe?
It's not.
Not Need to Breathe, Oliver. 715-723-2555 for OneFest tickets. 1 song, 1 second, one fest. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Go ahead. You're on the air.
Don't be shy.
Oh, my name is Evelyn Marion. I think it's My Lighthouse by Ren Collective.
Is this My Lighthouse by Ren Collective, Halvo?
Let me just say, daring to go right for the song title right away. No, it's not Ren Collective.
It's not, but go ahead and try again. Try again. 715-723-2555. We'll have time for a few more guesses here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Oliver got back through. All right, Oliver, 1 song, 1 second, one fest. Here you go. What do you think?
Is it Micah Tyler?
Is it Micah Tyler, Halvo?
Micah Tyler, a OneFest alum. It's not him.
Not Micah Tyler. So it's not Ren Collective, not Need to Breathe, not Micah Tyler. 715-723-2555. The youngsters seem to be up early this morning trying to win their way into OneFest. I love it.
That's right. 2 tickets on the line.
715-723-2555, 723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, 1 song, 1 second, one fest. You can start off with just guessing the artist. Eventually, we'll need the title. Here it is. That's Lauren Daigle. Never mind. That's the wrong thing. That's not what I meant to play. Hold on. Hold on, Lauren. We're going to play her in just a little bit. But yeah, here it is once again. There we go. Here we go. All right. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
Tony from Menominee. Here you go. 1 song, 1 second, one fest. Tony, go ahead.
Zach Williams.
Is it Zach Williams, Alvo?
That's one of the picks for Caleb and I for who's going to be the announcement for next year's headliner for OneFest, but it is not Zach Williams.
It is not. We'll take one more guess here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Oliver got through 3 times. This is the 3rd time the charm. Here you go, Oliver. Courtesy of Rosie's Texas Outpost for 2 full event tickets to OneFest this weekend, this Friday through Sunday in Chippewa Falls. Oliver, artist and then song title.
Is it Casting Crowns?
Is it Casting Crowns?
Not afraid to try a 3rd time early? No, it's not Casting Crowns.
Not Casting Crowns. Thank you, Oliver. Thank you, everyone, for trying. We'll push this back 20-ish minutes here on the WIB Wake Up Show. It's a Win It Wednesday. We'll try it again. Now it's Lauren's turn. Now you can have a turn, Lauren. Number one song in Christian music right now, Lauren Daigle, Thank God I Do, as heard on 20 The Countdown magazine on Saturday.
Round two of Win It Wednesday. One song, one second, one fest, Caleb.
Yes, indeed. 715-723-2555, courtesy of Rosie's Texas Outpost Food Truck. Two One Fest tickets to you. Kind of a surprise giveaway that we've got here to get you and a friend, loved one, into One Fest. Thank you to Rosie. 715-723-2555. As long as you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call. One song, one second, one fest. Here it is. That's what we're giving you. That's what we're giving you. Here it is again.
There's not a lot.
We need the artist and the song title, but it is perfectly fine if you want to just start with trying to figure out the artist. If you have no clue, at least you have something to guess.
These are the wrong answers so far. Need to Breathe, Ren Collective, Micah Tyler, Zach Williams, and Casting Crowns. Olive and Eau Claire's had three of the wrong answers so far.
715-723-2555. We'll go to the phones. This is what we're looking for. Good morning, WWIV. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Cody Ender calling from
Eau
Claire.
All right, Cody from Eau Claire. Here's your one song in 1 second. Oh, I talked over it, so here it is. What do you think? What do you think? What artist, what song title? You can start off with just the artist. Go ahead, Cody from Eau Claire.
Would that be Aaron Schust, My Savior, My God?
Aaron Schust, My Savior, My God, Halvo?
He's going for the song as well. No, it's not even any Aaron Schust song.
All right, thank you, Cody. Try again, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is CCD John calling from Ladysmith. Would it be Phillips, Craig, and Dean?
Would it be Phillips, Craig, and Dean? We have to get that guess out there. Is this 1 second of a Phillips, Craig, and Dean song, Halvo?
Caleb, it's not.
It's not. It's not. All right. Thank you, John. 715-723-2555.
It crossed my mind this morning, but we went a different direction.
All right. Not Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Oliver got back through. Go ahead, Oliver. One song, 1 second, one fest. What do you think?
Is it Colton Dixon?
Is it Colton Dixon? Halvo?
Another. He's actually coming to One Fest.
Yeah. Excited for that.
It's not him.
Not him. Thank you, Oliver. 715-723-2555. We've got time for a few more guesses here. Good morning, WWIV. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
My name is Evelyn May, and I'm calling from Oak Cliff. And I think, is it Matthew West?
Is it Matthew West? Halvo, is Evelyn right with Matthew West? Is this Matthew West?
We had a great time with Matthew West at One Fest last year. It's not him.
Not him. Thank you, Evelyn. Try again. 715-723-2555. I think we can do two more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dawn from Chautauqua.
Dawn from Chautauqua. Here you go. One song, 1 second, one fest, Dawn. To win those two One Fest tickets from Rosie's Texas Outpost, what do you think?
Toby Mac.
Is it Toby Mac?
It's not Toby Mac. But we would love to see him at One Fest, I'll tell you.
That'd be fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you, Don. Try again if you can get through. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this rainy Win It Wednesday?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry from Bloomer.
First time for Sherry today.
One song, 1 second, one fest. Here you go. What do you think, Sherry?
Jason Gray.
Is it Jason Gray?
Are we just pulling the Jason Gray card 1 month before he comes to Chippewa Falls? No, it's not.
Not Jason Gray. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, everyone, for trying. Now, here's the thing. We're going to have to make you wait a little bit longer, a little bit longer this time, because we've got a great conversation coming up with Officer Stephanie Bull of the Chippewa Falls Police Department about National Night Out. So give us about 50-ish minutes or so here, 50, 55 minutes. We're going to give you another shot here on a Win It Wednesday. We do want you to win these tickets, so hang tight with us.
And then right after One Fest, you're going to go back to the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds next Tuesday from 5 to 8 for National Night Out. And Officer Stephanie Bull is with us from the Chippewa Falls Police Department. Welcome back.
Absolutely. It's nice to see you guys again.
So we've got all kinds of fun in store. You guys have been working on this for months and months and months to get this ready for the community, expecting record attendance, expecting over 2,000 people to be at this event. For those who've never gone before, What is National Night Out?
National Night Out is a night that police departments all across the United States, we host an event that our communities can come out to. Each agency will have different events going on. This year, we're going to have Kevin the Balloon Artist back. We had him 2 years ago. It was a huge hit with the kids.
Yeah, great. He's great.
We're going to have root beer, ice cream, hot dogs. This year, starting, we're going to do a dunk tank war with the fire department.
Nice. And so how does that work? So it's police versus fire dunk tank here. And so basically, I mean, it's a competition. And I know there's a little smack going on social media between police and fire already in Chippewa.
Yep, absolutely. So when the fire department loses, the police department is going to have a really nice surprise for them this year.
Yeah, and I think it's chief versus chief, right? That there's a little something in store, maybe?
Yep, so I guess everybody will have to come down to see what we have planning
Caleb,
for that.
She didn't say if, she said when.
When
the fire department loses. And then at 7 o'clock, we're going to do the K-9 demonstration, and sounds like we're going to have a pretty good demonstration this year with Sergeant McMahon and Leo.
Yeah, and I've seen that before. It's really, really something to see. And Officer Leo, again, a great part of the CFPD as well.
Yep. And then new this year also is the Cram the Cruiser event. Bring a non-perishable food item, and the kids will be entered into a drawing. So that'll be for raffle prizes, and there's some pretty fun prizes for the kids this year.
Fantastic.
There apparently is also a scavenger hunt.
Yes, something about pizza I saw. I don't know a whole lot about that one, though.
All right. That sounds terrific.
And when we talk about this event, again, well over 2,000 people. And again, the root beer, the hot dogs, the ice cream, that's provided free of charge. And again, there's just so much great community partnership to be able to make an event like this happen. The planning on your side, the generosity of the community. And I know it's something that you all as officers, as law enforcement, really look forward to, these fun, positive interactions with the community.
Yeah, this year we had the Kiwanis Club, the Optimist Club, the Lions Club. They're all great. They partnered with us to support a lot of this food and provide it for the event.
If you're in and around Chippewa Falls, I mean, no reason not to turn out next Tuesday, 5 to 8 o'clock. Come early and enjoy so many great offerings, right?
Absolutely.
Now, how is it decided who goes in the dunk tank on the CFPD side? Do you have shifts, or are you avoiding that? How's that working for you?
Well, I'm going to be avoiding it. I'm going to make myself busy that night hanging out with the kids, but I think we're going to have to throw some of our newer officers into the dunk tank.
I'll tell you what, though, if the weather's anything like today and tomorrow's supposed to be, that dunk tank might feel kind of nice. So.
Yeah, I know last year was really hot. The dunk tank would have been a nice one last year.
Officer Stephanie Bull from the Chippewa Falls Police Department. Again, National Night Out is coming up in 6 days, August 1st in the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, 5 to 8 p.m. Everyone is invited, and I know this is just such a great event that we love being part of. Stephanie, thanks so much for sharing with us, and I know there's information all over social media as well, especially at the Chippewa Falls Police Department Facebook page.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing everybody that night.
Looking forward to it as well. A bit of breaking news here, Halvo. I'm not going to play the breaking news sounder, but there's a new Skittles flavor.
Yes, Skittles has recently partnered with French's Mustard to launch a unique mustard-flavored Skittles. I did not have a good reaction to this morning.
I've heard of Bertie Bott's Every Flavor Beans. You know, and you'll have some weird jelly bean flavors, but now they're doing it to Skittles, too.
Was anybody asking for this?
I don't think so.
Other than French's?
It's that line from Jurassic Park. They didn't stop to think about whether they should, even
right.
though they could.
Exactly. All right, we are going to give you a little bit more music to choose from here, because we're trying to give away from Rosie's, right?
Rosie's Texas Outpost, yeah. A surprise giveaway of 2 One Fest tickets. We're playing one song, 1 second, One Fest. Mm. But we're going to help you out a little bit, because we've tried a couple times unsuccessfully. And, of course, One Fest is coming up fast, so we want to give you an honest chance here with a little bit more than 1 second.
So we're going to change the name to 2 seconds, 2 tickets, One Fest. How about that?
There you go. 715-723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible. 715-723-2555. Here's what we're trying to figure out. Here's the new and improved lengthened clip. All right, one song, 1 second, One Fest. Now 2 seconds, 2 tickets, One Fest. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. If you would like to call, 723-2555. Got to call that our studio line so it gets through to us. If you haven't won in the past 30 days, you're eligible to win these 2 tickets from One Fest. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB. Oh, not with us. Try it again. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Call the studio line. We'll see if you can get those two tickets courtesy of Rosie's. Incorrect answer so far, Halvo, were?
So far, they are Need to Breathe, Ren Collective, Micah Tyler, Zach Williams, Casting Crowns, Aaron Schust, Phillips, Craig and Dean, Colton Dixon, Matthew West, Toby Mack, and Jason Gray. All great guesses, but not correct.
Not what we're looking for. Good morning. You're our first one through. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Terry from Eau Claire.
Terry from Eau Claire. All right, here we go. Got 2 seconds now. You can name the artist first. We're going to need the song title eventually, but go ahead and start with the artist. What do you think?
I'm going to guess Kane.
Is it Kane, Halvo?
It's not.
It's not Kane.
It's not. Okay.
Thank you. Try again. 715-723-2555.
But looking forward to them.
5 o'clock, I think, on Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from the Chippewa, but I thought it was Kane.
All right.
You thought it was Kane. Do you want to guess anything else, Linda? No problem. Think about it. Call us back. So again, one song, 1 second, one fest. Now 2 seconds, two tickets, one fest. Do I have the revised
name?
There's
another hint that occurs to me, Caleb. It depends. Are we going to save that for tomorrow morning at 7:15?
Let's give someone a shot here and see if we get any closer. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Oliver from Eau Claire. He's been trying all morning. Here you go. Now we've got 2 seconds for you, Oliver. Here it is. Need artist and then song title. Go ahead, Oliver.
Well, is it Third Day?
Is it Third Day, Halvo?
Just a straight-out guess for Third Day, that great group that is not Third Day.
Not Third Day. We're going to take two more guesses, and then I say we give a clue, Halvo, and we'll just see what we can get here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Always trip him up with the first question. Good morning, WWIB. All right, let's try this line. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday.
Good morning. Is it Cochran and Company?
Is this Cochran and Company, Halvo?
You know, people are convinced that it is a OneFest artist that we're so excited to see this summer, and Cochran and Company is not the correct answer.
It's not Cochran and Company. Should we just go ahead and say that? That it's not a OneFest artist?
There you go. Well, that's going to be the hint right there, then.
It's not a OneFest artist.
I had something else in mind, but that's what we're going to go with for now.
All right. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, and go ahead.
Chris Rice.
Is this the fabled Chris Rice? Man, I loved his music growing up. Is it Chris Rice, Halvo?
That is our 15th incorrect answer.
Not Chris Rice. Thank you. Try again. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. We would love to get a winner here. One song, 1 second, one fest turned into two songs, two tickets. One fest.
Out of 50 years of artists, 50 years of music, WWIB celebrating 50 years a month from today with Jason Gray, 4 to 8, Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls. So many choices to choose from, Caleb. I think we're going to be pushing on to Thursday. Try it again Thursday.
I think so, too. And we're giving you 2 seconds now. Do you want to give that clue now just for one last guess? If we want one last guess, do you want to give the clue now or save it?
No, I'm going to stick with the clue you gave.
All right, we're going to save it until tomorrow. We said this is not a OneFest artist. 715-723-2555. But seeing folks stumped a little bit right now, we're going to push this off till 7:15 tomorrow morning. And you know what? We're going to have to figure this out. We're going to have to get a winner so that we can send
we
someone
gotta get a
to
winner
One
tomorrow,
Fest.
Because we're going to be broadcasting live from OneFest on Friday, and we're going to have a lot of other things going on.